Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I hope you all doing great out there because the weather looks really good from here. We're broadcasting live from Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's now 11:03 a.m. That's Mountain Time. That's great to say, Mountain Time. It's also March 26, 2012. So we got plenty of time. We got 2 hours and nothing but sitting here and talking about whatever comes up. So let's take a look at some things here. If you want to call me and get a reading, please do so. Just call us 646-721-9031. And to give a little sponsor to our sponsor, Rich Planiga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check out his products. Great products. And he's also saying for everybody who donates $25 to the show, to all of our listeners and callers out there, for every person who donates $25, he will give you a bottle of his body wash. And also, if you donate $35 or more, he will also fill in a bottle of body mist. We also have a friend who's actually going to be sending us some stuff here pretty soon if I can get contact with him, named Debbie, I think it is, who's also donating sticks of lipstick, Max lipstick, to the show. And for each person who donates to this show, she said that we're giving a stick of this lipstick to them. And we've also increased just a little bit by saying if you donate $25 to the show, we'll give you a 20-minute reading and also a stick of lipstick, a Max lipstick. And we have a variety of colors, so don't worry about that. And if you donate $35 or more to the show, we will we'll give you a 40-minute session and 2 sticks of lipstick. And so check that out, too, as well. Also, we like to give a nice little shout to Hemi Sync CDs, too, as well. Go down and check it out at – actually, you can go – if you're here in if you're here in Colorado Springs, you can actually go down to Celebrations. They got Hemi Sync CDs and Brain Sync CDs. If you want to check them out for yourself, go on the Internet at www.hemi-sync.com. Also, Brain Sync. It's also www.brainsync.com. So go check those out. It's one of those situations that, you know, we're going to sit here and talk about Atlantis in some sense of the word, but I just have a funny feeling it's going to take on the format of actually talking about relationships, which we seem to do a lot here. But I think it's one of those things that's very important. Also, I want to give a nice little shout to the magazine I also write for, too. It's an internet magazine called Bellesprit Magazine. That's Bellesprit, B-E-L-L-E-Sprit Magazine. I write a column in there called Spiritual Insights to Relationships. And it's one of those things of, you know, just kind of going over things real clearly. I'm helping people understand that not just should you work on yourself for that significant other, but it's the idea of how you also interact with everybody else in your life. Because realistically, when we look at the situation of relationships themselves, it's like the ideal, the angel of loving relationships. If you notice what it says, it doesn't say romantic relationships. It says the angel of loving relationships. So it kind of puts it in perspective for you to understand that every relationship in your life is important. Every relationship, even when you call somebody on the street, just for 5 minutes, that's a short but still a relationship. So how you interact with everybody else more likely dictates how you're going to meet that significant other. So keep that in mind, too, as well. Also, I have a co-host who just showed up. I heard her walking down the hallway. So just give her, get her on here, too. Hello, Dee. How are you? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Donnie?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I just said hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, Donnie?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So how's it going with
okay,
you?
Yeah, you called me, and I guess I had the mute on because I was in the kitchen. Well, actually, I'm still in, and I'm headed back to give you all my info.
Okay, no problem. I was going to go over that, too. I was going to tell everybody. Yes, just briefly, we'll go over it real quickly and say I do private readings as well. If you want to contact me, because right now we have some great March specials where you can actually get a 60-minute session for only $33.33. A 40-minute session is only $22.22. And a 20-minute session is only $11.11. We also have a one-card angel reading, which is only $9.99. And we also have 90-minute to 2-hour sessions, which we also do group readings. We do parties. We do things on Skype now where we're trying to sit there and put that format together, which would be great to have somebody call right now where we can actually put that into action to see how it's going to work because I've been going over it. It should work fine. It should be just almost like us being there. What you need to do is get 5 or 10 of your friends, get them in the same place, get your laptop out, put it on top of the table, and what we're going to do is we come through on Skype on webcam where we're just like, it's almost like we are there. And then we'll sit down and do between a 20 to 40-minute session for each one of your friends. And usually that goes for a $150 flat fee. But for right now, March, we're giving that away at $77.77. If you're a person who wants to do some relationship counseling, also life coaching or anything else that goes along with that whole thing too, we do also past life regressions. Those sessions are usually $135, but now for this month, they're only going for $77.77. Okay? And if you want to take advantage of this 90-minute to 2-hour session where you just want to sit down and ask a couple questions and do a little bit of sessions, but still want to get an angel card reading, no problem. Just give us a call, and we'll go down and go over all the details. But it's something that we've been trying. So how it works with us is, say, if you're in Washington State and we're here in Colorado, we can still be at your party, too, as well, by just sitting us up at a nice table, just like we would do if we were there. And we can do everything we do. I also do palm readings, too. One of the it's one of those situations saying, check out the palm readings because they're amazing. We can still do those over the internet too, because it's amazing how the laptop itself actually sets off a light where you can actually see the lines on the hands so clearly. So it works out pretty well. Also, if you have a charity function or a charity event that you want to, we don't charge anything for that. We volunteer our time, and we actually come in and help us all to focus on the goal that you're trying to obtain to reach it every time. So just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or through Skype at 740-601-9835. Or contact me through the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, those numbers again are 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or contact me through the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, Dee, you have some fantastic joy, and you do some fantastic readings too, so give them information on how they can reach you.
Okay. Right now, since my computer is fighting a lovely virus, the best thing to do is to contact me at 207-374-5072, and we'll discuss what kind of reading you'd like. My other information for when my computer is up and running again properly is spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, and that's my email address, and also spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com is my ID for MSN Messenger, Fairy in the Moonlight, F-A-E-R-Y, at yahoo.com is for my Yahoo Messenger. If you're interested in, like an email reading, when we are able to do that, I suggest a donation of around $20 for anything on MSN or Yahoo. $20-$25 suggested donation. $60 donation for an hour's worth of reading. But I will work with your budget, so, excuse me, Kat, so just give me a shout, and I'll get back to you within 24 hours. We'll discuss things and just exactly what you think you can do. And I take PayPal. And as for my jewelry, I make jewelry using stone beads like turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, as I've said before. I use freshwater pearls, all kinds of interesting stones. And I use sterling silver and also stone pendants. And I use Hill Tribes silver from Thailand, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people, which is really lovely. It has some very interesting designs. And if you're interested in chakra jewelry, I'm going to be starting up something in that vein. So just contact me and see what we'll work something out for what exactly you're looking for. And if you want to see some pictures of some of the things I've done, just send an email to my email address, and we'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anything?
Okay.
Right. And here we go.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just checking.
I think somebody last night contacted me to be on my Yahoo, but I don't know who they are. I don't know if it's one of those. Sometimes people contact you; they want to be on your Messenger list, and you find out that they're one of those sex sites or something.
Right.
I haven't met the person yet. It's Vaughn to somebody, and said, "Who are you?" because it was right after your show and this thing pops up, and my computer is so whacked that
I'm trying
to do anything on it.
Right. Well, we were going over some things last night, and I suggested for some prayers for people that they could actually, put in their lives right now if they're actually looking for that significant other, or they can actually work with their guardian angels. And you can also catch this. If you don't catch it the first time, just go back in the archives back here on Block Talk Radio and re-listen to it and get this prayer. Also, I think it's also my deck that I have. I have an Archangel Raphael and an Archangel Michael deck that I actually put together, since I feel like they do work together quite a bit too as well. And I got this out there. It says, romance angels are helping you. And they are. So it's one of the things of realizing the things that are around you. Usually when if you close your eyes and you see pink, more likely you have angels working with you. And if you're in a relationship, pretty much they're helping you with that relationship. If you're not in a relationship, I would definitely see a relationship on the horizon. Something's going to happen soon. This prayer goes, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, and for giving us the motivation to make helpful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello. so that we can eventually develop into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, when you sit and look at the prayer yourself, think about it. Even if you're in a relationship and you're having difficulties, this prayer would be very good for that, because what it's saying is, in this one section here, it says, thank you for helping us recognize each other. Because sometimes when we get in relationships and we get caught in the worldly thing, or there's just a lot of things going on, we have a tendency to forget who that person is. Okay, so this is like a prayer that can actually help you wake up and see that person across the table as who they really are in the process of what brought you together in the first place. Okay, if you have a situation where you're kind of like facing the week and you're not really feeling good about the whole thing. So what you do is, this is a good prayer too. It says, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. Thank you. And also with the situation we were talking about before at the beginning of the show, about all those relationships that you got in your life. Okay? This one here says, Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for help, for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. So therefore, each encounter is great. Fantastic. And it's all on the level of love. And people think that's kind of crazy, but it's not. Let's take ourselves back to the Adam and Eve time. Okay? Before they, partake of the fruit of the tree, there was no this stuff that we see now. There was just love, positive energy. It wasn't until two people, you might want to say, got curious about why someone told them they couldn't do nothing, which has kind of set up a pattern throughout the human race since then, where everybody wants to do something just because of the curiosity of why would someone want to keep me from doing it. Not realizing we need to sit there and follow our guidance too that says don't do it, which God was trying to say. God was saying don't eat of the tree. Not because he's trying to keep something from you. He's trying to keep you from going down another path that was not good for you, which existed, but he didn't want that. He didn't want his children to see that. And so there was a thing about the situation that we have to understand that to choose a path and go down it. But don't go down another path just because you're curious about what's on there. You know, there's something to be done here that needs to be taken and looked at. So if you found your life purpose, there's no reason to steer away from it just because of curiosity of somebody else's going. Because there's a lot of jealousy right now on the planet, too. Let's put it this way. There's a lot of jealousy, even though there's a lot of people who are really being drawn to the spiritual lifestyle. It's the idea. Why would people be drawn so heavily to the spiritual lifestyle? Because I think that's the natural and the nature of things. That's who we are. And we're being brought back to who we was, because right now the world is so freaking ripping people off because of their own fears that they're not facing. It makes you wonder what the heck is going on, because we've seen people that had legitimate companies who are ripping people off. Why? We can sit there and get angry and belligerent and call them all kinds of names, but we have to take it back to the source to realize that everybody who does anything harmful to another human being is because of their own fears of feeling like they need to do things like that. So when you take it and you look at the situation just like that, you have to understand one thing with love. Love will conquer everything. And I hear one more therapist says, you can't live on love, I'm going to smack him. Because the truth is you can live on love, because love is the main energy that draws everything to you. Your soulmate, your life purpose, and every little thing, every good thing you deserve, okay? That's what we also said to talk about relationships too, women. If you got a freaking guy that you're with, but he's not really good for you, it's also saying that everything comes to you. Every good thing comes to you. But if a person's not good for you, there's still a space where you have to make choices too as well and make a decision. And if you allow someone to come in your life and it keeps becoming more difficult and never gets better, and it's an off and on thing, we need to step back and look at these situations and what it reflects back to us, about us, to learn from these situations. Because I guarantee you, when you look at it, you're going to see the situation for exactly what it is. And then ask yourself, am I thinking too much? Am I too much in my head? Take the energy back down to your heart and realize with every decision you make, follow your heart, and you will always see the truth. Always. There's nothing that you won't see if you follow your heart. I've talked to too many people who keep saying, if you follow your heart, you get in trouble, or love let me down. Love has never let you down, because you had no problem loving that person. So let's put blame where blame belongs and say, okay, the other person didn't follow through, but did he really let you down? or to do-it-yourself down, but not seeing the situation for what it was. Allowing yourself to be consumed instead of allowing yourself to be wounded. There's a lot of difference between the two. Because when you sort of look at the situation, it's very intense to understand that relationships are supposed to be fun. They're also supposed to be learning and teaching experiences too, as well. So if you lose yourself in the process of everything that's going on, that's not good either. So it's the ideal that I think that when you're in a relationship, that grounding yourself is so important. Because it's not just important for you, but it's also important for your significant other. Because you have to realize one thing, in the process of finding that true significant other, it's always a heart connection. With the idea of heart connections, whatever you do for yourself also affects the other person and vice versa. So there's a lot of energy going back between that connection, between the two of you. But it can also be used as well. As you do positive work on yourself, the person that you're with will also probably follow through too as well. So you don't have to do anything physically, but be yourself and to work on yourself and to love unconditionally. Because, you know, when you love yourself unconditionally and you keep giving that to yourself, it has a tendency to pour out and touch everybody. That's how it works. So, you know, you have to watch out for certain things with certain situations of Christians who say, you know, that's selfish. It's not selfish. It's self-preservation. And the idea in the Bible even says, it's kind of funny how you listen to Christians and you wonder, do they read the Bible? Because in the Bible it says the same thing, love thyself as you love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You cannot take self out of it. And people who say they're selfless, I think they're selfish because they want attention. I would take it more consideration from a person who says they're giving of themselves because they know who they are. But a person who's saying they're being selfless is thinking they have to give up who they are in order to be liked, be loved, be cared for, and those kind of things. When that's just not what it is. So when you start to look at the situation, we see so many people who really give and give and give and give and also get and receive. But I also want to tell everybody else, too, the ideal that we've been discussing is quite a bit, too, that there has to be balance in your life. And a lot of people are saying, okay, what does it mean, balance? I feel pretty balanced right now. Well, that's the idea of going down to certain little details and say, okay, do you have a fear of receiving? Do you think receiving is bad? If you come up with the answer, yes, then you have an imbalance in your life, not realizing that giving and receiving are mutually important. Okay, if you're a person who thinks you have to do all the time, because being and not doing anything as an inaction is not good. If you say it's not good, then you have another imbalance in your life. That being and doing are mutually important. Same thing with structure and flow. You think you have to be structured all the time. And flowing is for people who are lazy. Then you have an imbalance in your life too as well, because the structure and flow are mutually important. So so go down your life and look at certain things in your life, certain things that are happening, because it's been a proven fact that people who are scared of the receiving part, the reason they can't feel their significant other giving to them is because they feel like receiving is bad. They don't realize in the process of them giving to someone else, that person will be given back to them. So they have to be open to receiving, or it doesn't work. Forgive me, I think I have problems with my allergies or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, with the situation, let's go back. And if anybody in the chat has a question, please let us know. If you want to give a call in here, the number is 646-721-9031. If you have any questions on what we're talking about, please feel free to do so. We'd love to answer any questions that you have. If you have any kind of questions about anything, maybe you had a bad experience with a psychic or something, I don't know. Feel free to call in and ask us. It'd be great and that kind of thing. Let's see. Let's get back in the chat room for a minute. Let's see, we have April is in the chat. I wish she'd get her freaking phone turned over so we could actually have her on in the morning shows too.
Oh.
You know, I'm just saying, it kind of freaks me out with people out there buying these services with, they don't get any minutes, free any time minutes until after 7. Let's see.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, with all the things going out there, I mean, I was sitting there dealing with Sprint for a while, and I'm like, okay, I'm done with Sprint, too. I mean, when I sit there, my phone, it's like you have unlimited everything. All of a sudden, your phone gets shut off, and they inform you that, but you didn't have any time minutes, for a landline.
And you ask yourself, why? And then the reason I say why, because I actually went to another company called Straight Talk, who has a $45 plan. And I recommend highly that you go to Straight Talk, because they got some great phones now. And they're moving up. They're actually offering the Android phones and the smartphones and that kind of stuff. So therefore, you can have all kinds of good stuff going on. That'd be great. Fantastic. And I thought that was interesting in itself. But, you know, they say $45, you can have an unlimited plan. They mean unlimited plan. There's no taxes. Like, you know, these other phone companies, they have taxes for everything. We have a tax for you pushed your button two times. You got a tax for that. You know, it's like they're all trying to figure out how to get more money out of you. And you wonder how come they need to get all that money. So we sit there and start looking at we were talking about imbalances before. When you look at the companies out there now, are looking at all the imbalances within their companies and why they're having any kind of problems within any kind of situation, even if it's just internal conflicts, it usually comes back to an imbalance somewhere within the company where they're focusing on one or the other too much. And me personally, working for Psychic Lines, I can definitely see an imbalance there. When you have a company that charges between $4 to $6 a minute, and they give the people who actually do the work 25 cents. Well, we won't mention any names. Circle stars. anyway. But we were sitting here. Summit of Message. That's a summit of message, man. Catch it. Did you catch it? See you there, Dee?
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm
I was
here.
Sitting here saying there's a company out there that only give their people 25 cents and then maybe 50 cents, and they're charging the customer $4 to $6 a minute. Actually, it's $4.29. It was $4.29 and $6.29 a minute. And I was sitting there going, okay, we can't miss any. I mean, I don't really want to miss anybody by name, Circle Stars. And some of the tactics too. Keep the person on the line. Get them to call you back. Kiss their asses. You know, when psychic companies first came out, I think it was a good idea. And it's a good avenue to actually touch a lot of people, because years ago I was working for a company called PRN, which was, after anybody remembers, Miss Cleo. That was Miss Cleo's line.
Oh, good God, Jeff.
But people don't realize one thing, that Miss Cleo was a reader and a con artist. I think it was one of those situations where I don't know the whole full story about it, but I actually talked to some people about it, and they said what happened was they decided to use her as a couple of commercials. They never realized how much she was going to generate, how quickly she became popular, where it's one of the situations that she was probably, like, well, I've seen a lot of people do this where they're great readers, but they have a tendency to do a couple of things in their past that they shouldn't have done. It comes back to haunt them. And there was a lot of controversy on that whole line, because first it was like Miss Cleo, you know, there was she had some things that had nothing to do with the line that she had done, as we call it, infractions. But also, it just seemed like when you're in the public light like that too, there's other aspects of the public too, where I know for a fact too, they said they had never put on your site that you have qualified, certified psychics. And then when someone calls the line and they get a hold of a girl who's reading out of a book, people have a hard time with that.
Wonder why.
Yeah, because all of a sudden I did the same thing too. I called this lady up and I was like, she goes, you're a Taurus. And a Taurus is, no. I was like, okay, dear, you need to do some more training. And she goes, what do you mean with that? I said, because you're going to find out on the individual basis that Taurus may be a contradiction. Because people have a tendency, I work with people in the situation, let's go do the description of a Taurus. Do you like those characteristics? Do you realize you can change those? Nothing's written in stone. Everything can change. If you're a stubborn person, you can work with those things to understand why you're stubborn. Because there's a lot of things with certain traits that we have can also be based on fear too as well. So when we trace those back and eliminate those, we can also eliminate why we're being stubborn to realize it's okay, because that's a person. Think about this. We were talking about before between structure and flow. I have a structured ideal. This is what it is. So I have no intentions of flowing with you when actually I read this before about, they said the reason George Washington was such a great general and a great when he was in war was because he just didn't listen to himself. He listened to everybody, and he took it all. He took all the information he had into account in the process of making a decision what he should do. So it wasn't just him. He got everybody else's perceptions too, because everybody sees things differently. But if you put them all together, you can get a three-dimensional picture of what you should do, which more likely will be a better choice for everyone concerned, especially in military and all your troops. It's just not you that's going into the battle. It's your troops, and it's your fellow soldiers. So therefore, in the process of taking in accounts of all those things and all those people, you also create a bond. So it's okay to open up to people's ideals and thoughts. I think it's the biggest thing we need to work on, too, is to realize that we are all here on this planet, and the idea of working together actually has a tendency to create better solutions with better outcomes. And that's a very important thing. Also, we're going to pick a card for today. Today's card is Angel Therapy. Angel Therapy is a card that says, this is Archangel Raphael, which I think I tell people all the time, if you want to know if Archangel Raphael is with you, more likely if you close your eyes and you see a green tint, more likely Archangel Raphael is with you. And Archangel Raphael is one of those angels that people don't realize is an archangel, of course. But the green energy is healing. But people don't realize in the process of healing exactly what you can accomplish financially, relationship-wise, where actually green represents success. You can have success in all your life, all the parts of your life, if you just focus. And basically this card here is Archangel Raphael. It says Angel Therapy. And it says, give your cares and worries, the angels, and allow us to take your burdens. Now, if you look at this card, it's saying, give your cares and worries to the angels. It means let go. And people are asking, okay, how do you let go? Well, work with your angels and do a nice little meditation in the morning. Say, okay, angels, I've been putting myself into this situation for a very long time, whatever the situation is. Because realistically, even if it's financial, or you're focusing on your career, or you're focusing on your significant other, or you're just focusing on the idea of how to love myself even more, you realize that working with angels, you can find a solution in all those situations by letting go. You know, like realizing, okay, I just did my little thing here. I did a lot of things going on, and I'm getting to my nerves, you know, my nerves are shot, I'm at my rope's end. And if people don't realize it, you can let go right there. Because what you're going to find out is it's like dangling on a rope, and you're freaking out, and you're feeding into fear, because your feet are not touching the ground. But in the process of letting go of that rope, you find out one thing. You're only 3 inches off the ground. So you see, sometimes when we feed into the illusion, which is actually created by a fear, it's not as bad as we think it is. When we let go of the whole situation, what happens? Everything unfolds naturally. Again, we'll say it again. Everything unfolds naturally. When things unfold naturally, you will start understanding why things happen the way they do, and also understand that everything happens for a reason. When things happen for a reason, it's always in your best interest. So therefore, you follow through. But you need to let go of the whole thing. And we talk about the word detachment. It's the idea of learning how to detach. You know, it's the idea of learning how to say no. People don't realize in the process of saying no and doing things that you know you shouldn't do, or even working with people you shouldn't work with, a lot of people say, well, I don't hurt this person's feelings. Or my biggest thing I've got with relationship counseling is to find a woman who's gone out with some guy who won't leave her alone. And then find out later on, she didn't want to get off him in the first place, but she didn't want to hurt his feelings, so she said, okay, let's go out. And now she looks at me and says, well, could people leave me alone? Because you set off a chain of reaction of energy that said, it's okay. Go ahead, do these things to me, because I said yes. If you would have said no, none of this stuff would be happening. Snipping in the butt, the first point of the whole thing. Find yourself some positive affirmations, too. The best one I see is, I believe in myself. Also, people out there, if you're looking at the situation and say, okay, I'm wanting to get, if you're working for yourself and you want clients and work, maybe you should use this affirmation and say, my talents are in demand. My talents are in demand. I'm recognized. I'm lucky. I attract opportunities for abundance and success. I get all the help I need. I stay calm, centered, and focused. I trust my intuition to show me the way. I take risks with confidence. I adjust easily. I am resourceful. I use my time wisely. I ground my visions in reality. I am patient, deliberate, and sure of my worth. All that I seek is seeking me. I possess unlimited resources. I choose prosperity. I am prosperous. I feel great. I love my life. I achieve with ease. I let go and find solutions. I've got what it takes to win. My hopes and dreams come true. I am a success. I share my wealth. And then we sit there and go to the point of actually saying positive things too as well. Positive thinking. I'm optimistic. I trust life. I feel great. I love my life. My life works. I'm clear and lucid. I achieve goals with ease. All that I seek is seeking me. I get the help I need. I'm attractive, active, and in demand. I adjust effortlessly. I'm confident. I accept challenges. Positive solutions abound. I'm enthusiastic. Yeah. I'm lucky. I feel positive energy flowing through me. I am safe and free. I am safe. I am free. I trust life to bring me the best. My hopes and dreams come true. I love my life. So listen, see, the way he said, I was sitting there looking at this other one too, where it says, everything in my life flows perfectly. There is so much to be grateful for. Prosperity is everywhere at all times. I claim my right to a prosperous life. I am building a strong financial foundation that supports all of my life. I'll say it one more time. I am building a strong financial foundation that supports all of my life. I am sensible with money and manage it wisely. Opportunities to success abound. Everything I need to generate wealth is available to me now, right now. I am aligned with love, truth, and integrity. I am divinely guided in all my affairs. Through the great law of attraction, everything I need for my work and fulfillment come to me. Even now, the answers to all of my needs are speeding their way to me. My mind is open to the infinite supply of wealth. I allow it to flow freely and generously into my life. Money is good. Money is energy. Money flows to me easily. The universe is my benefactor. I am fully supportive in making money doing what I love to do. That's the one we think we should be focusing on the most. I am fully supported making money doing what I love to do. One more time. I am fully supported making money doing what I love to do. I deserve happiness, ease, and abundance. I deserve prosperity. The more I enjoy life and contribute to the lives of others, the more money I make. I am richly rewarded for all that I give. I love my life. New sources of prosperity flow into my life with grace and ease. I attract ideal circumstances and opportunities to my net worth. I am a mighty money magnet for money. Money comes to me through expected channels and unexpected channels. So which one would you like to do? Would you like to sit around and say, what should I do? Or try one of these affirmations and see what happens. I was also thinking, we were looking at some numbers today, too, and the one thing that keeps popping up the most is at 422. And it was kind of funny, too, when you look at 422 in the process of actually trying to recreate a lot of things in your life and the process of moving. It says, this is a strong message from the angels, asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered, because they are. Again, it says, this is a strong message from the angels, asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered, because they are. So it's the idea of realizing that it's not something that's going, if you are wondering if it's going to happen, it's the idea of something that is happening. And it seemed like there was a sequel there, too, where it was like with 5-2, I saw that one. And then the other one keeps coming up, it's 722. Actually, I saw 622 the other day, too. 622 says, this is a strong message from the angels urging you to keep the faith that everything will be okay, because it will. And then we got 722, I keep seeing all the time since I've been here, actually before I even got here. 722, it says, your pure faith and optimism have created and attracted miracles. So therefore, it's already done. It's just the idea of letting go. That whole thing we've done it before. And maybe it's the idea of you should sit back. You've already planted the seeds. It says they're already answered. They're already fulfilled. And they're actually happening as we speak. Until they actually come to the point where you can actually physically see that, you should also be focusing on affirmations for yourself. love affirmations. Like this one here, it says, yes, I can be fulfilled. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I feel connected to the power of love in my life. I yearn for love with total self-appreciation. I let my desire activity. I know, let's say it one more time. I let my desire activate every part of my being. I let my heart be touched. I let the magic flow. I awaken to the touch of love. My love attracts equal and balanced love. I am open and available, passionate and full. I am receiving love. Love comes to me. I feel turned on. I can be touched. Every cell in my body eludes beauty and love. This love that is mine creates miracles in my world. I feel the movement of love in all of my life. Yes, I can love and be loved. Joy and beauty fill my life. My heart is open. My heart is wise and mature. I feel my love attracting love. I attract the love I desire. I rest in the arms of love. So when you put all those things together, you're going to create a really powerful energy where you're going to start creating and attracting these things to you. Success, it's not just the ideal success in finances, but success for business or a job. It's also success in other parts of your life too as well. But it seems like a lot of people think you only have one or the other, when actually the truth is you can have it all. It's the ideal understanding. Just by saying the one affirmation says, I choose wealth now. You know, a wealth of information, a wealth of love, a wealth of money. So wealth can be used in all kinds of ways, but sometimes it has a tendency to go. It goes on in a one-dimensional way where people just place it with money, you know? So take it on this other step, too. Look at the situation and ask what you're trying to do. You got personal growth affirmations to it as well, where it says, God, help me heal my past and help me forgive myself and others for anything I have justice for. Help me to know we did the best we could, given our intellectual tools and the state of enlightenment at the time. I forgive myself quickly and easily, learning my lessons and letting go. I look for blessings in every part of my life and every event. I strongly attract that which is good and uplifting in my life. Even to the point of putting it out in a global way, a global evolution affirmation, where it says, I am filled with creative ideals that benefit mankind, and I courageously take action now. I am grateful to be alive during this time of global awakening. I hold the vision of united wholeness and healthy transformation. I answer the call to be an enlightened light worker. I graciously and boldly share truth and open the door for conscious evolution to manifest comfortably. And we're always talking about relationships. Sometimes we've got to get a little bit detailed about those too as well. So we put it on the thing, we sit here and look at our situation and say, okay, what's up? And if you guys are wondering what book I'm reading from, I'm actually reading from my journal. So if you guys want to contact me personally, I'd be glad to go over these things with you and share these affirmations, because I think these affirmations are very important, especially the relationships. I was going to look at this one here. It says, I have a loving, peaceful, considerate, thoughtful, compatible, supportive, communicative, passionate, and joyful relationship. I am thankful for my lessons now. I choose a relationship that is mutually supportive and uplifting on every level. I am deserving and worthy of an awesome relationship. I am flexible and flowing as my mate and I enjoy growing together in love and in life. Okay, and then we sit there and look at the other ones. We're all focusing on career because, you know, we really want to do what we love to do, so therefore it's easy to give of ourselves. Okay, we give. Sap. Give of myself, man. Yeah, like this one here, career and business affirmations. I am grateful to have the knowledge and resources to exert minimal efforts for maximum returns. My business assumes mass proportions, and I enjoy making a difference in the lives of others. I am blessed to love what I do. I enjoy receiving incredible amounts of money, prosperity, acknowledgement, success, and fulfillment from my work as, and I put down, psychic medium, spiritual advisor, radio show host, and group speaker, and shop owner. Now, thank you. I always put through that. That's the one thing I emphasize the most on everything, guys. When you sit into the affirmations when you're done, and you've got this visual, that you visualize this whole thing, say this to yourself. This or something better now manifest for me in totally satisfying, and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Again, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Now, we're sitting here looking at the situation, and people having some crazy families right now, and they're, you know, drama and craziness and that kind of stuff. What you want to do is you want to sit there and don't try to do something physically. Always go back to oneself and say, okay, you got an argument with your mother. What does it reflect back at you about yourself? I guarantee you're going to learn something about yourself, and you're going to learn how to deal with that situation, or maybe even the idea of realizing that the reason you're arguing and fighting, but it's more likely you're fighting and arguing with yourself, and it's just a manifestation that's coming through your mother or a family member. So you pull yourself out some family affirmations, some parenting. This one here for everybody out there who's parents and the idea of the situation. I consistently speak lovingly and truthfully to my family. I am grateful for our mutual, accepting, loving, and supportive relationships. I uplift and support my children and other members of my family. I am conscious, aware, loving, kind, creative, attentive, and consistent parent. My children are loving, aware, conscious, spiritual, kind, considerate, well-mannered, self-regulating, and wise co-creators who develop and grow in alignment with their highest path of personal growth and fulfillment. So it's the idea of realizing that people have a struggle with everything that goes on. We also have community and social affirmations, too, which is I experience and draw into my life many caring, loving, spiritual, open-minded, spiritually open and uplifting friends. I uplift, inspire, and support my friends in a loving way, and they support me as well. My friends are kind, loving, giving, honoring, awakened, and like-minded. My circle of friends is ever-expanding to match my highest ideal of intellectual and spiritual stimulation. Let's see. We also have spiritual affirmations, too, as well. There's a couple. This is, my primary intent is to realize the presence of God within. I give thanks for my steadfast confidence in my consciousness of spirit within as my master creator. I joyously meditate daily. It's fun, effortless, natural, and an essential part of everyday life. I seek peace first. Peace reigns supreme in my life now and always. I seek atonement. I am completely connected to the power and presence of God at all times. I put those in there. We also have the one we focus on. People want things too. So we're going to sit there and bring balance, not just into the spiritual self, but also to the physical self, okay? When we sit there and say, okay, I gratefully acknowledge my remarkable real estate savvy. I've purchased homes in a variety of different locations, all of which appeal to any number of my interests. I own waterfront, mountaintop, suburban, and urban properties. I appreciate and enjoy my beautiful home. It has the view, the neighborhood, and the amenities of all that I desire. I am blessed and grateful and love the thrill of knowing it's 100% paid for, free and clear. I love my new, luxurious, ideal vehicle. I enjoy driving it and love the thrill of knowing it's 100% paid for, free and clear. I think a lot of us think, you know, the way the world's structured right now, you want to get away from that. You really do. Because all they're trying to do is enslave you to 12, 15, 16 months to actually purchase something, when actually once you sit there and focus and work with the affirmations and really start looking and expanding your mind, you're going to find out one thing. You don't have to do those things, okay? You just don't. So when you put those things all into perspective and get a different perception on everything and realize you don't have to pay payments, it's the idea of focusing on and taking yourself out of the realm that you're in right now, which more likely you don't even like. You know, I've seen people get up in the mornings and go, I got to go to work. I got to work 40 hours. I got to make $400 this week. Oh, we're not going to be able to pay the rent. And you start going, that's all they think about. And then when you sit down and talk to them, they're always saying they want more. But they never really take the time to do that. See, this is the point we talked about before, where you have to take the time to sit down and do the work in the morning. Even if you got to get up an hour earlier. Or maybe you should just restructure your whole life and realize that life and that job is sucking you dry, where it's not giving anything back. And somebody's getting rich off you. So you're being used. Like we've always said, you know what the difference between Jesus' day and what's going on now? Is the slaves get paid and they get insurance. When you sit there and look at those things, it's not a freaking thing of sitting everything and kind of joking about it. It's the idea of pointing out, the reality of what people have created right now to realize we can actually do a different way. We actually have a caller in the queue, and with the situation, Dee, do you have any insights on what we just basically went over? How do you feel? Hello? How are you?
Mm-hmm. Where's the caller?
Oh, I understand that, but I haven't brought the caller on yet. I was asking your opinion about what we just went over. How it affects
you. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I do agree with you.
So this, go ahead and bring on our caller, which is actually area code 714. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And say hello to Dee.
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hi.
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
All right.
What's your name?
My name is Carlos. I actually just wanted to see if you could tap into my past lives and tell me a bit more about that, if that's possible.
No problem, man. Past lives is one of those things we like to do from time to time, which we haven't had a chance to do a lot here on the air lately. Something has been taking on all our relationships, but the first past life I pick up is the idea of, I keep getting about 1845. For some reason, I keep picking up on September 7th. I actually get the impression that's the day you got shot. I also feel like you're very connected to New Mexico in that time. I feel like, from what I can see, in my song, I'm not trying to be the stereotype, but it just seemed like you're wearing a sombrero, and you were really into this thing where you like to really piss people off, and you have this thing about spurs. You wear spurs, and you wear really painful spurs that you have a tendency to like to exert, we might say.
That's politely put.
Yeah, I was sitting there going over the whole thing. I can see the guy. He's just, very confident. I would sit there and say, people say you're very cocky, but it just seemed like you were very confident. You had a very, very strong falling out with your father. And I just see that you're wearing this outfit, and you're just like, it's just, I can see, it's like, I would put this like a nice desert scene. And you're just, never sit still. Always constantly can't be doing the thing. Bouncing back and forth. I got to do this. You have no problem with speaking your mind. You put people in their place. And it's just like, okay. And it's kind of funny how a lot of people would sit there and just go, okay, no problem, I'll sit down. And it's people look at you going, okay. People just listen to you. What is it? And it's like you have a certain energy about certain things. Okay? But I feel like September 7th was not your good day. And you actually met somebody who was, I almost get the idea. It was like 2 inches taller than you are, a little quicker on the gun, but almost like I get the impression that you guys were friends. They kind of like took a wrong turn, of course, but kind of boom. Okay.
No fooling.
Oh yeah, because you get the situation of a gunfight, and it seemed like your friend was not too good at shooting because he shot you in the shoulder first, and it shows two shots, one to the shoulder and one to the abdomen. So the guy's shot, and you're kind of shocked because he shot you, so he shot you again. So you're just like, okay. But you know, when you start to look at the situation, you have a lot of different ethnic backgrounds and a lot of different lifetimes. I mean, I can actually see that. That's one of them. That's a very intense one itself. But it also, it seems like when you start to look at those past lives, they seem like they stem to other past lives. And they start pointing out certain things of you coming to that point. And when you get to that point in your life, there's some things that still stick with you, personality-wise. But there's other things you've gotten kind of a little lenient with, where you don't exert yourself as much as you used to. You still have that sense of confidence about yourself. And you should. Because you have a tendency to doubt that from time to time. Because how people react. But, people are going to react no matter what you do or don't do. They're always going to have opinions no matter what you do or don't do. So it's the idea of being true to oneself and not dictating what you should or shouldn't do by what other people think. Because if you do, that's where the confusion comes in. And I've sat there and done this with a lot of people with relationships, especially women who come to me and say, hey, you know, something confused about this situation. But see, they're not trusting themselves. They're looking at it at the surface. Okay? And a lot of people have a tendency to see you surface-wise. But once they get to know you, that's a totally different story. Correct?
Correct.
So when we sit there and look at those situations, it's, you know, don't give up on who you are. Because you're great, fantastic, sure, you're arrogant, but who isn't?
Gee.
Whoops.
So.
All right. That was really insightful.
You're welcome. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. If I was you, I would take a nice trip to New Mexico. You might start getting flashes of memories and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been getting, like, really interesting. Just, I feel like I've been to a desert, and I've lived in, like, an arid place before.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels familiar.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if you go to New Mexico, you'll, all those things will start falling into place. Now, if you have a couple more that don't fall into place, it's also to realize that you're, you know, when you start getting that comfortable feeling with certain places, and then the comfortable feeling starts, it's still there, but then you start getting other flashes of other memories that keep coming in, that's another lifetime. That's another lifetime altogether. Because I will sit there and say, with the past flash you've had, I would definitely pass it back. When you go from here, this is like in the States. This is like in the last 200 years. But when if you go back even further, I get a lot of connection with you in Egypt and Israel. Because when you sit, because it's like the arrogance that most people would sit there and say has a tendency to be traced back. And this might sound crazy, but I still feel like, see, there's a lot of pharaohs of the kings in Egypt and that kind of stuff that we don't know a lot about. And Khufu is one of them. There's not a lot of information and stuff where you can really tap on this thing. But I know when I've actually done past readings for people and they start going into the history books and start looking at certain things, or even if it's possible for them to go to those countries, they start getting this kind of awakening of memories within themselves. So I feel like, and I keep getting this thing where I keep seeing you in Egypt, and I'm not really familiar with a lot of the apparel, what people used to wear. Because I see this one where I feel like you're connected to King Tut. I really do. Like, you're like, would actually put a twist on things and help people realize that King Tut was killed in an accident. He rode his chariot. A lot of people thought he was killed, but have you ever seen some of these people in some of these movies who roll a chariot? It could mess you up pretty bad, and they had some damage to the back of his neck. But you know, back in the day, there were some people, like with King Tut, for instance, when he was buried, it happened. It was a quick thing because it was an unexpected death. And, I mean, I think he was only, 18, 19 years old, somewhere in there. So nobody really expected him to expire at least until he was in his 20s.
Sorry to cut you off. I have another question.
Sure, go ahead.
Throughout, like, all these past lives, is there, like, just something I should just take from all of that will help me on my spiritual path?
Yeah, so when I do past life regressions and past life readings most of the time, when I do them privately, what I do is I ask the person to focus on a certain issue that they're having now or a certain thing that they're,
okay.
like they're claustrophobic or anything like that, to sit there and hold that intention and then ask to be taken back to that lifetime, to find out why do I have that phobia or why do I do certain things. That's the therapy part. So there is a lot to be taken from these situations when you look at them and go, hey, you know something? I've done it myself. I was sitting there and go, okay, how come I feel like I have this urge to always want to save people? So I sit and did a past life regression for myself. And what happened was I went back to the time about 12:45 when I was actually a knight. Who was trying to say, you know, I got to the point where it got so I guess you would say so full of myself, that I felt like I could save anybody. And the point of when I died was actually trying to save a village. And I said, I remember this too. I did the past life. I'm sitting there, and this, I want to say the Greeks attacked this small village and just filled this place full of nothing but arrows, and I got full of arrows. And I said, I'm sitting there going, I'm dead. I'm out of my body. I'm looking down at my body as I'm still trying, just trying to keep going and trying to defend this village. I said, boy, this guy is just really full of it, isn't he? Even in death, he will not give and stop. And I'm looking at myself, and so I go, this is why I still feel like that urge to save people, because I didn't complete a task on that one. Okay? But I will stress to everybody else, I do hear a lot of people do readings where they feel like there's always this thing about people that they get, there's always this unresolved business or issues or whatever. And it's kind of hard to really feed into that to the full point, because you see people that are still continuing, you know? And I feel like there are some relationships that do have those kind of things, but not all of them. I think there's, you know, when you put that twist on it, I've seen some relationships where it was where they wanted to finish something, but it wasn't the ideal, something that wasn't that something was unresolved. It was the relationship was so good, and they've been together for so many lifetimes. It was something that they wanted to resolve to continue. They wanted to keep that relationship through each lifetime. They always wanted to find each other, and that was their goal. And when they did, it was the ideal that there was a couple, there was one lifetime where they did that, which is this one, where they had done it for so long. There were certain things that had happened in this lifetime that kind of clouded their mind. And so they just needed some clarity to understand that there was some unresolved business, and that was the ideal of finding each other. So they continue. But, yeah, there's definitely things to be learned. I think, you know, just going back to past lives, realistically, just for the heck of it, sure, why not? But I think it's more productive if there's a purpose.
Right.
And I always see that there's always something to learn about oneself when you go down and do this. I was talking to April, and she said she knows somebody named Carlos who lives in Nevada, who works for a project, works for Project Jedi. Is that you?
No, that's actually not me. I'm just a massage therapist.
Okay. No, she was just curious, but I'm just saying, yes. Each time, even the process of having dreams and stuff like that about past lives and that kind of stuff, which I've seen a lot of people do once they start connecting with that. So take notice. If you don't know, find somebody that you can confer with. And,
okay.
Give me a call. We'll just sit down and go over those whole things. Like I tell everybody, I'm always having these freaking March specials all the time, which is not March, but I'm just saying that we're always having these little specials from time to time where right now, just for a past life reading or any kind of session right now, you can get a 60-minute session for $33. So if it's good for you, find the time and the money to do that, I'd be glad to sit down and work with you. And it's kind of funny that the next... Your area code is 714, and I was actually looking it up in my angel book, because I was also curious, because the next three numbers is actually 422, which we were just discussing earlier, to give you an idea of how numbers affect you. Here's 422 for you, okay? It says, this is a strong message from the angels asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered, because they are. Okay, and then we had the other one, 714. 714, right here. It says, your prayers and connection to the angels have set you upon a wonderful path that you will serve, that will serve you and yours, your loved ones as well. I had a tough time with that one. So it's like, look at the situation, the things that are going on right now, what you're being drawn to. Because the idea, when I do past life regressions, for one, because people have asked me, what's the difference between a regression and a past life reading? A reading is when I do it for you. A regression is when we work with you to take you back to each one of those lifetimes by using your angels as guides, as comfort and protection to take you back to these certain points, to help people realize that when you go back to a past life, you're going back to what was, which doesn't exist. It's just, I guess you would sit there and say, memories and shadows of what was. So you're looking at these things, they can't hurt you unless you allow them to. They can hurt you emotionally. So what we do is we work with the angels to take you back to these times to realize that you're well protected and nothing can hurt you. So therefore you can see it for what it is and understand you're observing it. You're not a part of it. So you can actually see it for what it is. I did one with me, myself, when I drowned. at 10 years old and went back as a person who was 38 and seen a 10-year-old's mentality who felt like he was guilty because his mom almost died in the process of saving him. So when you start seeing these things in a different realm, you realize that's a 10-year-old mentality, and you can let it go. And that's what I feel like past life readings and regressions are good for, is to find the source so it makes it easier to let go of. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So is there anything else we can help you with?
No, I think that's definitely the thing that was on my mind today.
Okay, let's ask Dee if she might have some information she might be picking up.
No, when you first talked about, you know, the New Mexico connection,
uh-huh.
I was just seeing him looking like what you see in the old, you know, old westerns, I guess, the guy with the big fancy sombrero and the black suit. Like the, what do you call them, the banditos, you know, everybody was always fighting the Mexicans and they always wore those fancy black suits.
Uh-huh.
That was the way I was picturing him for some reason. Maybe it was because of what you said, and it just, you know, stereotypical. But I think you're absolutely right about him. He had a lot of confidence. He was a very cocky person.
Carlos, do you also have a mustache and a goatee?
What?
I was just asking Carlos if he also has a mustache and a goatee.
I do at the point right now. I do.
So. So I'm just saying, Carlos, if you want to sit down and do a session, man, I'd be glad to sit down with you and go over some more of these things. Because some of the lights I've been picking up with you, and we're talking some time here. So it's just one of those things to have some time to sit down and work with somebody and just more of a relaxing environment. So when you get the time, let me know, and I'd be glad to sit down and go over that with you.
Most definitely. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And thank you for calling, and have a great night. And what else was I going to say? Okay, just have a great week. I keep forgetting it's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
All right, enjoy the rest of your week.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day. All right, Dee. I was actually going over some of those affirmations, too. I saw some other ones in here of wealth affirmation. Wealth and prosperity. It's like we're talking about readers, right? And they're looking for more clients. I want you to do one thing, guys, and this is a good hint. If you work for a company, you work for Keen or Random or whoever.
Just like person.
Yeah, any of the companies you work for, I want you to sit there and focus on one. We're talking about affirmations and visualization, okay? So visualize it like this. You're the only person on the line. People, and then picture people coming to you, not because you're the only person on the line, it's because you're that good and people have heard about you, and you're like a money magnet, and all these people are just coming to you. Don't let yourself be fed into this crap that you hear all the time. There's 20 people on the line. How am I ever going to make any freaking money? Well, first of all, change your voice because he's like grandma. Anyway, and then
you sound worse than grandma. Thanks.
It's like you got to sit there and take your head out of your ass and say, hey, you know something? Your focus is on to be successful. Being successful also means being successful with oneself and one's thinking, okay? So mine is, I put down things like this. I'm happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Or you could put down, I'm so happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I got through my website today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're working for a company like this one here, I'm happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did on Random and Keen and ZMC today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, if you notice how I put the information, they've already happened. So I'm thanking God and the angels, basically, for in advance, for something I know is going to happen. Now here's another one thing. When you log on, say to yourself as you're logging on to these companies or you're doing your work for the day or you're going out for the day to work, okay, focus and say, today, I'm going to do. My goal is I just go on a Random and say, today, I'm going to do four readings. Four readings is what I'm going to do today. Thank you, God and angels, for the four readings I'm going to do on a random today, right now. So therefore, could you please, I am ready, willing, and open to my first reading to come through right now. So therefore, have that person come through, and then imagine yourself, like on a random, they have a button on their side that says start a private reading. So what you do is you visualize that person coming into the room, pushing that button, and then we have these icons that keep popping up when they push that button. And there's this little song, it's like a little trumpet, da-da-da-da. So what you do is you picture all this stuff happening, okay? Or you can visualize if you are working through your website, and you'll say you're connected to PayPal. What you do is you picture people calling you through the website, saying, yes, I'd like to get a 60-minute session, and I see that you're charging $125, and that's good, that's great. I just want to know where to send it, how to do this, and when we can actually schedule that appointment. And then you say, well, you can schedule it for Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Thank you, and have a good day. And what I do is I visualize that four times for four readings, okay? And then I'll sit there and say, I am happy and grateful for the 25 or 60-minute readings I did today on a random team and through my website today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll say it 20 times. And then I'll go on for the rest of the day saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the things that what I've done and working with people have brought to me, which is my life. But I was also focusing on the other one when we were sitting talking about affirmations and stuff to work with to bring that about, okay? And I just happened to come across this one, what's called wealth affirmations, where it says, I am a mighty money magnet. All that I do creates greater and greater wealth and abundance. My income, this is my favorite one, my income far exceeds all of my wants, needs, and desires. My financial mistakes of the past are put to rest. I forgive myself and claim my mastery as a wise and prosperous money manager. I am grateful to have the means to purchase anything I desire when I desire it in cash. I only pay in cash. I am richly rewarded for all of my efforts. I am grateful to experience extreme wealth and prosperity by simply holding faithfully to my belief in my divine right to prosperity. Money is not my supply. No person, paycheck, contract, client, or outside factor is responsible for my wealth. I honor the divine flow of wealth within me as the sole source of my abundance, now and always. And when you sit and look at those situations, like I said, the ones I like on here are this one. My income far exceeds all my wants, needs, and desires. Now, you can change it if you want and say, my income, my income as a psychic medium spiritual advisor, talk show host and shop owner far exceed all my wants, needs, and desires. Say it 20 times. Just keep saying until it resonates with you, until you believe it without the beyond of a shadow of doubt. And then you sit here in this one here, I am grateful to have the means to purchase anything I desire when I desire in cash. I only pay in cash. But, you could also tweak these things to exactly what you want to do with them. I am grateful for my shop, my radio show, and for being a psychic medium spiritual advisor, which has given me the means to purchase anything I desire when I desired in cash. I only pay in cash. So let's sit there and look at some things here real quickly. Let's go back to the chat room and see what's up. Let's see. In the chat room, it says Mark's in the house. Let's see. Brightfoot is Higgin. I'm looking at Four Sage. I'm wondering who they are and say hello. How are you? And also, let's go back over our sponsor, which is Richard Palanga, who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. They're really great products. I guarantee, I recommend that you go check them out. And for each person who donates $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And for each person who donates $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. Now, realize that's what he's saying, a body of body wash and a bottle of body mist together for a donation of $35 or more. Okay, and also we have a lady who's going to donate MAC lipstick with the color of choices of your choice. And for donations of $35 or more, you will receive a 40-minute session, a 40-minute reading, and two sticks of lipstick from MAC lipstick. Also, if you donate $25, you will get a 20-minute reading, and a one stick, a lipstick. So if you want to take advantage of all those and start donating to the show, we would really appreciate it. Because right now we really need a lot more funding so we can take this show to 3 hours instead of just two. Because I don't think 3 hours is good. I mean, 2 hours is just not long enough to get everybody on the air and get things going on and get the message across. So please help us out. Donate those. Make those donations now. And we will try to get those products out to you at least in 48 hours, okay? Just make sure that you call. You know, you can either call us or contact us on the website. Once you contact me, I also do private readings too. Private readings right now for the March, which 16-minute session goes for $125. But for people who listen and call the show, it's only $33.33. A 40-minute session is usually $75. But for our callers and listeners, it's only $22.22. And also our 20-minute session, which usually goes for $55, is now for all the people who listen and call the show, it's only $11.11. It's the same thing with you. We have a one-card angel reading, which takes about 15 minutes, and that is usually a $35 fee, but for right now, you can get it for $9.99. And also, we have group readings and parties we do, which is usually a flat fee of $150 for 5 to 10 of your friends, and parties, it can be a little bit more than that, of course. But when it comes to group readings, we usually go between 5 and 10, and usually those readings can be done either by in person or by Skype. And what we do by Skype, it means you have a laptop on your side, we have a laptop on this side, we go through Skype and we use the webcam to be there, to do all the readings. So all you have to do is set us up on a table, so like if you're in Washington State and we're here in Colorado, we can still get your party. We can still also do group readings. And we also have a thing called conference calling, where we can take 5 or 10 of your friends and do a conference call on Skype, and each one of your friends will get a reading, a full reading, not just a couple questions. And usually those fees for all those sessions are usually $150 flat fee. But for the month of March, for our callers and listeners, it will only be $77.77 for you. So take that into consideration and take all things. Also, with relationship counseling and life coaching, and people who would like to sit there and do a little bit of both where they get the counseling and the relationship counseling and the life coaching and a lot of things, especially with dream interpretations, and also would like to get a card reading too involved with those things, those are 90 to 2 hour sessions. They usually go for $135, but for this month they're only going for $77.77. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call us through Skype at 740-601-9835. Or contact us through the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also, we're also asking for sponsorship, too, as well. Okay, sponsorship goes like this. You pay $40 per month to sponsor the show, and we will also sponsor you by promoting you on the air. Every time we do a show, you get promoted. That's only a $40 fee for you monthly, where you come on and get you and your product or whatever it is promoted. Also, if you just want to advertise to the show, that's also another thing, a $40 fee to advertise on the show. I don't think you're going to find that anywhere else. So give us a call, 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835, or contact us through the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also with the donations, once you make the donations, you can either you would go to the website, push the donation button, make your donation, go to the contact page, give us the information, and then we'll get that product to you as soon as possible, okay? We're going to try to get it to you in 48 hours. So like we always say, all the donations that come in, thank you for all the donations and thank you for all the support. Thank you to everybody out there who's been listening and calling, you know, and just everything, because we've been here for 2 years and we want to continue to do so. So therefore, if you want to be a part of getting the message out there too as well, become a sponsor or donate. But we'd love to see you come on the show. We'd love to answer questions for you, and we just love doing what we're doing, so we hope that the messages that we're actually putting out there are making a difference. And if you're out there and it has made a difference in your life, please give us a call. We'd like to hear about those things as well. And on that note, Dee does some great jewelry. She creates it. She also does some great, fantastic readings as well. So, Dee, why don't you give them the information so how they can contact you?
Okay. Call me at 207-374-5072. Contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com or for Yahoo Messenger, Fairy in the Moonlight, which is FAERY, and of course at yahoo.com for MSN Messenger, it's spiritwithamessenger@hotmail.com. I do phone readings, do email readings. I'll read for you over the computer. For the moment, since my computer has a virus that I can't shake, please just give me a call. We'll discuss the my suggested donation fees, which are usually $60 for 60 minutes worth of my time. Also, for an email reading, it would be a suggested donation is $20, $20 to $25 for messengers, somewhere in there. I'll work with your budget and get back to you in 24 hours. I know that, you know, my donations are suggested prices, and I know that a lot of people don't always have that kind of, you know, don't feel that they can afford that at the time. So just I'll work with you, whatever you need, we'll see what we can do with that. And for also, contact, if you're interested in my jewelry, I use stone beads, like I said before, turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, freshwater pearls, all different types. I use pendants, stone pendants, sterling silver pendants. I also use in it Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand. I use my email address for now to contact me, and if you have something special in mind, just let me know. I can send you pictures of things that I've made in the past. Also, if you're interested in chakra jewelry, I'm going to be doing something in that vein. So just email me and we'll see what we can work up together. I think that covers it.
I also want to look at the situation too and tell everybody, don't sit there and try to focus on the idea if you can afford a reading or not afford a reading. Try looking at the situation of crossing paths with somebody and say, okay, I'm crossing paths with this person, I'd love to get a reading with them. And think about that. I'd love to get a reading with that person. So best thing to do is just give us a call, throw out a price, say this is what I can do, and just go from there. You know, like I tell everybody myself.
Absolutely right.
Go to my webpage, you'll see that, like I said before, for 60-minute sessions, it's $125. But see, these are just things to tell, give everybody an idea that what we do has a lot of worth to it. You know, we put a lot of things in this. I mean, I tell people before, like 60 minutes, you're getting experience. A person who's been doing this for over 20, 25 years who's constantly striving to get more and more and more to give back to people I work with. So therefore, it's, you know, when you sit here and go, $125. $125 for an hour session. When you go out there and look at some of the therapists, we're looking at a situation, what, $140, $150? And then you go look at your lawyer. Your lawyer is between $150 to $210 an hour.
At least.
Yeah, so you look at the situation and go, okay, if you had a chance to walk into your lawyer's office or your doctor's office or your therapist's office and have the opportunity to say, okay, doc, or my lawyer, I can afford $60 an hour. And actually get it, wouldn't that make you feel great that you had a little bit of power and control over what was going on in your life? So therefore, when you sit down to do the session, all of a sudden you have a little more confidence even going into the session because you don't feel like you've been raked over the coals. So that's what we're saying. Come to us and say, let's sit down and let's get this. You know, we'll get you some insights, some answers, and probably even more productive than your therapist. And I hate to say that, but, you know, a lot of therapists have got to the point where they don't, they've been doing the work for so long and they've taken on so many clients and so many things that are going on, they have a tendency to get caught into a pattern when sometimes they just kind of want to get through it, get the day done, without taking consideration that there's other people on the other end of that. So if you really want the compassion and the understanding of what goes along with it, I guarantee you I give everything 100%, even if it's 120%, when I sit down and work with somebody. And I'm pretty sure Dee does the same thing too as well. So
I absolutely do, and yeah, I absolutely do. I will give you the best reading I possibly can. And if you have questions, I do follow-ups. If you're, you know, if something comes up and you say, well, gee, you know, I don't really think that was a good reading, well, give me a chance and we'll try it again. Because sometimes we don't connect with somebody very well or we don't connect with them at all. And I do take PayPal. So definitely, just like Donnie, I make sure that I'm going to give you the best possible reading. And if it happens that during a session, something, we go over the time that, you know, the 60 minutes or whatever, don't worry about it. That happens. It's not going to, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, gee, we went over mm-hmm. time, so I'm going to charge you more. No. I do everything for donations, and I'll do the best I can for you, just like Donnie. And I'm sure April, she's put her information out there before, and I know she'll do just as good a job as the rest of us. She's very gifted.
Yeah, April needs to put her information in the chat, too.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I need to get her information
just
so I can
a little
actually
time that I've been here, that she's been, you know, doing, speaking up, she's been doing very well. She needs to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's kind of surprised me with some of the things she's picked up, too. I'm like, gosh, this girl is just starting, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, she's very good. I sent her an email after the last time that we talked after air. I haven't heard back from her, but, you know, because she said some things and she was making me begin to wonder, are you trying to tell me I haven't found the right one yet? I was like, what? My life just gets a little screwy, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah, so also I was going to say to everybody out there, look in the chat and out there, but if you want to call in here and get a reading, please do so. Area code 646-721-9031. Again, number again is 646-721-9031. And actually, if you just tuned in, I'm Psychic X-Journey Man. This is my show, Psychic X-Journey Man. Man's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. And this is my co-host, Dee. And welcome if you just came in. It's nice to see you. We like to see all the people coming in. It's kind of crazy how they come in at the last 40 minutes of the show. We've been here for almost an hour and a half. But it's good. We still got 40 minutes left. So if you want to call in here and get a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. Also, we have the information about readings and that kind of stuff in there, too. And Dee, you should also put your information in the chat room, too, as well. We were going over
I'm not in the chat room.
Okay, I'm just, if you would. And then with the situation and all things are going on, you could also, what was I going to do here? Okay, we've also gone over some affirmations and some stuff into relationships and that kind of stuff. And kind of going over things, how important it really is, okay? I actually found some other ones here, too, that people are looking at, too. Not just the other ones we're talking about, wealth and success and prosperity and positive thinking, but the idea of also healings. Here's healing affirmations. For example, I love my body. My body is capable of absolute wellness, wholeness, and pure health. I claim my right to divine health and wellness. I am flexible, strong, healthy, well, and vibrantly whole in all my body now. My body knows exactly what to do for pure health and divine wholeness now. I give myself permission to be well and experience extreme wellness and health now. We always use the word now because right now is what we've been focusing on, and no one wants to be healed next week. They want to be healed now. So we put this, we emphasize on that whole too. And there's other people out there saying, you know, people don't respect my freaking boundaries. Well, have you set those boundaries up, my friend? So therefore, if you haven't, there's affirmations for that too as well, where it says, I am an excellent communicator. I communicate my boundaries lovingly and firmly. I allow myself to say no with kindness and detachment. I detach from my need to please others. I experience positive results by honoring myself and setting appropriate boundaries. I guarantee if you use those, you're going to kick in there and get something going on. We're going to get to you right in a minute, Mark. I just want to go over some of these affirmations real quickly. Emotional wellness affirmations, okay? Emotional wellness. I allow myself to feel, express, and honor my full range of emotions. I express myself freely and lovingly. I experience love, passion, enthusiasm, and a full range of healthy emotions. I am an efficient energy manager. I easily discern what really matters and focus my attention on positive emotions and solutions at all times. Yes. So when you see those are good. There's another one about success. It says, I know that I am worthy of happiness and success. I am on my way to becoming $1 million richer. I am $1 million richer. I easily earn money from my efforts. I am empowered to act on my ambitions and desires. I always find a positive way around any obstacle. I freely give to others and receive blessings in return. I am open to receiving abundance in my life. I am grateful for everything I receive from the universe. I deserve to live a purposeful and happy life, living abundantly. So basically, affirmations do work. So something simply is good, back to basic simplicity. So sometimes with affirmations, sometimes it's good to take them back to source, making them as simple as possible. So if you're having tough time exercising, try this one too. It says, I love to exercise. I thrive on moving my body and flowing energy. I feel good when I work out. I make exercise a priority, and it's effortless effort. I enjoy eating healthy and taking time to plan my meals. I choose the food that makes my body celebrate with maximum health and vitality. I am grateful to experience absolute wellness and vitality. I am youthful, healthy, energetic, and physically well and comfortable all the days of my life. Now, I was sitting over some affirmations that I actually did, but I actually took them a little bit further and made them my own, which I always recommend for everybody to do. After you get done with your visualizations and your affirmations, say this one, as I said before, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we sit there and look at the ideal, too. Let's work on ourselves and say, okay, there's a book out there by Ariel Ford called The Soulmate Secret. And there's another one, too, called Your Soulmate's Waiting. And so what I say is it's a book by Soulmate Secrets. It's a really good one, too. And it goes, and basically I sit there and say to yourself all the time, you were born to be loved, cherished, and adored. Say it to yourself about 10 times, at least 7. And then sit there and say, I am loved, I am lovable, I am love. And say it and say it. And then at the end of after saying it as many times you feel like you should, say, so it is. So you say, I am loved, I am lovable, I am loved, and so it is. Okay? And ask yourself, are you ready for big love? Big love, say yes, because big love is one of those things that attracts everything and anything to you, just like that. Okay? So I always sit here and you're looking for your soulmate, attract them. Okay? This one, here's a good one. I am ready, willing, and open to receive my soulmate twin flame's love now. I believe that my soulmate twin flame exists, and I am deserving of her or him, and the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Fall in love with yourself. There's also, I got this prayer here for manifesting your soulmate twin flame. God in all that is, in this moment I am grateful for the healing of my heart of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate twin flame. In this moment I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting, and so it is. All right. But like I said, I was trying to sit there and find this on one little, here we go. Here's one you can actually use for your affirmation. Actually, when I got it, it was actually talking about your body, but this is talking about a relationship. It says, I feel wonderful and feel fantastic now that my twin flame soulmate and I are together now as a romantic, deep, loving, committed to each other couple having a wonderful, sharing, happy, fulfilling marriage and life together now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also the thing we're talking about, the body. I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I weigh 200 pounds, have a 32-inch waist, flat stomach, and am in great physical condition, looking and feeling and being 25 years old now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So you see, you can take the affirmations and put them to about anything you want to with the same one. Okay, I am happy and grateful for my twin flame soulmate being single, calling me today, which led to us being together now. Okay, so take those all in and take what you got to do, okay? I am happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, joyous, romantic, spiritual soulmate, twin flame relationship marriage with my soulmate, twin flame. We are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's go back to the phones. I see Marcus in the queue. He's actually got a prayer, and I want him to come on here and actually go over that prayer with us. I don't think you'll have a problem with that, do you? All right.
Good stuff.
I don't know.
All right, Mark, how you doing?
Find it eventually.
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Just dealing with one of the kids. Nothing major. You know, kids
okay.
can be pushy for teens.
Right. No, I understand. I was
so,
just
it is indeed an honor for me to be of divine service for you and your two goddesses of light that you have with you.
Oh, thank you.
April?
April's in the chat because she can't call in because of her phone and her minutes, but she's there. She's there in the chat room, and Dee's here with us. Dee, you there? Dee? She's there, but I think she's having trouble with her computer. So,
okay,
Mark,
well,
I was noticing.
I don't know.
I was noticing
I'm here.
Okay, there you go. I was noticing the prayer that you put
yes,
in.
Yes, I guess my mute was still on, and I was saying that I was applauding Mark for realizing I'm a goddess.
Uh-huh. I was just
you
saying.
You didn't know
Mark,
that.
Yeah, Mark showed me this prayer, and I wanted him to come on the show and share it with us.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have to. All right, let me walk back to the computer.
No problem, my friend.
All right.
I just felt like it would be better coming from you, so we could all sit there and listen and take it in.
All right. I got this from a friend of mine. Dear God, whatever in the name of the person has done or not done, I forgive whatever I have done or not done in reaction. I forgive, I dissolve the hold the whole situation has had over me and put it into your arms now. I choose to live a life of light, laughter, and joy. I choose miracles, and so it is done. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a really good positive prayer, too, as well.
Yes, it is.
Covers about everything. So, I was going to sit here, just like look at the situation and say, okay, what kind of energy can we generate with this prayer, just this one self? I mean, how does it work for you, Mark? Because you work with this stuff quite a bit. Is it something that's a constant, you do certain prayers over again or maybe a couple times, or is it just constantly evolving where you do different ones?
Yeah,
in different situations?
I feel the I am statements definitely help.
Mm-hmm.
And really putting as much self-empowerment as you can, which, I mean, I've actually compiled a file of different I am statements that I've used or I've heard of, which are pretty good. I'm invoking universal grace into my personal health. I am invoking universal grace into all of my relationships. I'm invoking universal grace into my totality of being. I am proclaiming I am super conscious now. I am finding prosperity and joyfulness often and easily.
Hmm.
And when you use the I am, you're bringing in the highest aspect of your soul's essence just prior to you being part of the greater whole of the collective consciousness of Prime Source, creator consciousness of all that is.
I'm invoking universal grace in all of my relationships. I'm invoking universal grace in all my finances. I'm invoking universal grace in all my totality of my being. I am proclaiming I am super conscious now. I am open and receptive to the infinite divine possibilities and abundance now. I am choosing to let go of all expectations now. So be it, so it is, right? Oh, here we have more. I am that I am. Choose to release all lower vibrational energy, thought, emotions, beliefs in all forms that do not support my ascension totally and absolutely now. I am open to the infinite divine possibility, manifesting with divine grace, easy, and expectancy now. I'm opening my flow to receive abundantly. I open to receive easy money to me. I'm just saying, when I say those things, I usually say, so be it, so it is. So we're all sitting here going, in awe, correct? I was sitting here going over
right.
Some things and going, yes. And as you take in, I would recommend for everybody to actually copy that down in the chat. Take it all in and have our little things. See, from the core of my soul and source within me, I am sharing my love and appreciation for each of you for being the divine love expression of source each of you truly are. How can you argue with that? If you do, there's something you need to work on within yourself, I'm telling you. So with the situation, Mark, I mean, how long have you been basically really been focusing on your divine path, your path as a light worker?
Let me see. There have been different segments within my life where which different things come. You see, in this physical embodiment, I am 46.
Uh-huh.
I have conscious memories of interaction with our galactic family since the 1970s. As I got older, I started to remember more and more, but I've always had some memories with them. And a large majority of them have been positive, loving, and supportive. The family,
yeah.
And their aspects of me.
Right.
And then in around 1985-ish, 86, I was in my first job. You know, I moved to the next town over from the city and joined a yogic satsang group. So we talked about yoga, basic yoga, chanting, Sanskrit, yogic philosophy, things like that. And I was reading all kinds of books, you name it. I read it at that time, it was available. And I had the inner knowing that we all could have a direct relationship with Source. Of course, Source is the greater consciousness of creation. God, as we understand as G-O-D, is the religious term that has been used in religion for within the belief systems of the religion. Creator is the term that is used like by the indigenous Native Americans and Indians and so forth. Source is, let's just say, like Prime Source, for example, is the consciousness residence of collective creation itself from the omniversal perspective. Now, omniverse means all universes in existence itself. And the more that I have consciously sought to work with my higher dimensional aspects of me, of my soul's expression, with my I am integrating my higher self, my I am presence into my conscious awareness, into my being, and through that integrating through Prime Source consciousness, which is within my soul and within everyone else's, which we all have within us, just a matter of us remembering it and working past the forgetting of the third dimensional experience and moving into the remembrance of our true multidimensional soul and who and what we truly are. The more that you integrate that as higher aspect of you, integrating your true wholeness and oneness with Prime Source consciousness, the more that your DNA will become more and more activated with that creation consciousness energy and codes and so forth, the more that we will be moving forward in your conscious life experience and really integrating into your new form. As you bring in more of this higher aspects of you, the higher codes of creation consciousness of Prime Source, the more that you're going to be moving into your new fifth dimensional crystalline embodiment of Christ consciousness or beyond that. And you will also see there will be changes in your life. There will be changes in the abilities that you have that are psychic, intuitive, mystical, and so forth, and others that are even beyond that, which is the true nature of our being as being divine love expressions of Prime Source. The more that we are it, the more that we live it consciously, the more that we're able to do enough divine service for all creation. And the better our lives can become.
Yeah, it's been one of those things for me too. Whereas all kinds of stuff, I guess sometimes I would like to stress to people too about spirituality is definitely constant evolving. It's not something you do a 6-month course. There's 6-month courses out there just to help you get a foundation on what you're trying to discover within yourself.
But one thing is that, like, this last one I just put in there. I'm sure you're going to read it in the chat room.
What? Heal it one more time.
All right. I am the creator of my reality. I am choosing infinite abundance, freedom, freely being and sharing all that I truly am and live my highest divine truth with divine grace and ease now.
Hmm.
Say that out loud and see what how it feels. Say it from your heart. Say it from your solar plexus. Take a deep breath in, and as you're exhaling from your solar plexus, which is your soul's energy, from your heart energy, it puts more power and intention behind it. So take a deep breath, and then say it out loud with an exhaled breath
I am the creator of my. I am the creator of my reality. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yes.
I am the creator. I am the creator of my reality. I am choosing infinite abundance, freedom, freely being and sharing all that I truly am, and living my highest divine truth with divine grace and ease now. You can definitely feel a vibration with that, and it's actually one of those things where you feel like it's rising up higher and higher. So, yeah, I would definitely, like I said before, if you're actually seeing this in the chat room, I would actually take this and use it for yourself. And anytime you use anything for yourself, I would tend to make it your own anyway, and it's working in your best interest, and that's the whole thing. Boy, I am freaking... This has been really a freaking tiresome show. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me getting used to the altitude of Colorado. But it was nice, yeah. But
wow,
I was trying to get the situation when I was going on with Mark was the idea of when do you think the best time to sit down and actually do work on yourself and actually work with these prayers and affirmations? I mean, me personally, I think the best time, realistic, it's almost like it seems like around 6 to 7 o'clock. It seems like the world is very quiet. When would you recommend the best time during the day to actually do work? Okay. He's there. Mark.
That's
crazy. It's crazy. He's going back and forth and back and forth. Well, I think he's trying to answer it mentally.
No, my own personal opinion, for what it's worth, is the fact that it's whatever time resonates best with you. Because some people are morning people. Some people, you know, their energy level or whatever, they do better in the afternoon, and some people are evening people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one influence I got most was, too, was Doring Virtue. So I was saying that when it comes to chakra clearing and stuff like that, once in the morning and once at night before you go to bed. Cleansing and meditations and prayers are almost like a cleansing of themselves, of getting rid of clutter before and after a crazy day, you know?
Nice.
And I know that. I know that for me it kind of resonates better. Things seem to happen better, you know, so you just let it go. But, I used to sit there and, you're right, it depends on the person, because I've actually gotten from going from 15, sometimes 2-hour sessions myself, and then at night I'll do a simple chakra clearing and then go to bed. But then again, it depends on your scheduling too, because my schedule has been kind of crazy, where I've actually done a lot of work between midnight and 4. So you're asking yourself, when's the best time to actually sit down and do some work? And sometimes it's the idea of being this. I think this is when it comes in handy, to be multitasking yourself. Not the idea of ignoring somebody, but the idea of, say you do a reading, and it was a really intense reading. You might want to do a cleansing after that, or do a chakra clearing or something like that. Or do have a little prayer beforehand to make it a good session. So it's the idea of incorporating these things in, too, during the day. They can actually get a nice little good flow going, too, because I've actually had my thing where, like, one of my journals, which for some reason, I need a bigger desk. But I was sitting there looking in here about just doing certain things, and prayer is good. I mean, like, I had this one in here where I'm sitting there saying, I am happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today. And just let it go. I say that 20 times, so it feels good. You know, I can feel the vibration rising. And then I have certain prayers that I do. You know, I now realize the plan for my abundant living. I actually have a statement, like an affirmation. And how it goes is, I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless abundance and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of a visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account continually fill with an all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I lovingly see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all, according to the Father's guidance. I happily see every bill paid now, and joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the continuing flow of this money used with love and wisdom as I create the perfect scenes according to my highest vision. Now, actually, that's, I can give you the one on this one. There's a book out there called The Abundance Book by a guy named John Randolph Price. That's where I got that information, that one particular. And I tell everybody, I have a lot of stuff written in my journals, and you won't find anything written in my journals that I don't use. Okay, and the idea that I actually can thank God and angels every day, and how I do it is I'll sit and do certain things, write down my affirmations, write down statements. That actually in that book is really cool too, because they actually have affirmations and statements. For example, I'm trying to find this one I had. Here it is. It says, this day, you fill in the day when you want to start this. I put down, this day, March 26, 2012, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support, and I view the world of effect as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money. Therefore, I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation of consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts, and in doing so, I limited the unlimited. No more. This day, I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day, I acknowledge God is only God, is my substance, my supply, and my support. So be it, so it is. And then you have certain little statements in there, like this one here is like 10 of them. And you actually say one of these statements every day to yourself until it resonates with you, like it's, you know, exactly beyond a shadow of a doubt. Those, you know, it's like you're erasing your old beliefs in favor of new ones that can actually be more prosperous for you. This one particularly is number one, is God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. And then what I do is I go back over the statements one more time, saying I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am bound. Yeah, we put emphasize on the I am on these two as well. I am boundless abundance and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank accounts continually filled with an all-sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus now. I lovingly see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all according to the Father's guidance. I happily see every bill paid now. I joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the continuing flow of this money used with love and wisdom as I create the perfect scenes according to my highest vision. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we put it all in perspective. Just in order to the one here, it says, I see my bank account continually filled with an all sufficiency to meet every need with divine surplus, because realistically, that's what we want, a continuous flow. And then the second statement they had out of the 10 was, I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, to know that the divine presence I am is a source and substance of all my good. And then number three is, I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of the mind with infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. And you see, the statements have a tendency to have a progressive pattern to them as we go through each one of the statements. It's a completing, it's almost like one complete statement that you say over a period of 10 days. Okay, and number four is, through my consciousness of my God self, the Christ within, as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. When you look at that statement, too, it kind of gives you an idea. What's the word they use a lot is nature. Tell people to understand that prosperity, abundance is your true nature. Okay?
And then we go on to number five. And number five says, money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness understands the knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. All right? Number six. I'm sorry, what's six? No, it wasn't. That's five. Okay, here we go. Number six. My inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply and action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then we go to number seven. Number seven says, the divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I am totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundance, all sufficiency in my life and affairs. Number eight. My consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power to restore the years of the locusts of Eden, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding, and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Number nine. I feel like Dave Letterman. Number nine.
Oh, God.
When I am aware of the God self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation, and that creative energy, which is continually, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And number 10, I keep my mind and thoughts off this world, and I place my entire focus on God within as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity in my financial affairs, as the substance of all things visible. I place my faith in the principle of abundance and action within me. And then after you're done with that, I always go over the statement again. I am the spirit of infinite plenty, individualized. I am boundless abundance and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am wonderfully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account continually filled with all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I lovingly see myself in this bounty for the good of all, according to the Father's guidance. I happily see every bill paid now. I joyfully see every obligation met now with great delight. I see the continuing flow of this money and use with love and wisdom as I create the perfect teams according to my highest vision. And then give thanks to God.
Don't do anything else.
Thank you, God, angels, archangels, sin masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for all your protection, guidance, and help. Thank you for all that I am, and thank you for all that I have. Thank you for this wonderful, happy, prosperous, abundant day and life now. Thank you. Thank you for all the rest of my life. And having success in every part of my life and affairs. Thank you for all my wants and desires being fulfilled, and with everything coming to me now, right now. Thank you for all the blessings and miracles in my life, and for the ones coming. And thank you for this wonderful, happy, joyous, successful, fulfilling day in life. Thank you. And then we're going to go the whole thing. We still got. We got 90 seconds left in the show. I'd like to thank Mark for showing up and sharing his prayers with us and information and being.
Yeah,
and I also want to thank April for all the work you've been doing in the chat room and for her being here too. And I want to thank everybody out there who's been listening and all the callers who called in and all the donations that they've been in. I also like to thank Richard Belenga, our sponsor, who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. I highly recommend you go check out his products because he's also, for our callers and listeners, he says for $25 donation, we'll give you a bottle of body wash. And for donations of $35 or more, we also throw in a bottle of body mist. So check that out. We also have a friend of ours named Debbie, who has donated
Max lipstick to our show,
right,
too, as well. And for a donation of $25, we will give you a stick of this lipstick and a 20-minute reading. And for $35 or more, we will give you two sticks of this lipstick, your color, your choice of color, and also a 40-minute reading, too, as well. So click on that as quick as possible, okay? And if you want to take advantage of those, just give us a call, 740-500-8863, and we'll give you all the definitions and all the things we do in our private readings, group readings, and such. All right.
So Mark is in a pants, obviously.
Mark does not realize he's not on mute.
You can throw that out. I don't need it.
Okay, Dee, go out. Go ahead and give the information out to everybody out there.
Okay. Call me at 207-374-5072. Email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Yahoo Messenger is fairyinthemoonlight@yahoo.com, F-A-E-R-Y. For MSN, it's spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Right now, it would be best if you just called my phone number because my computer is all wacky, and we'll discuss whether you want an email reading or what exactly you're looking for, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours, excuse me, and we'll discuss the suggested donations prices. Excuse me, I'm having trouble here with my tongue. Let me see, where was I going with that? Also, if you're interested in some handmade jewelry, contact me at my Spirit Wins a Messenger email. And I can send you pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I work with stone beads, amethyst, turquoise, freshwater pearls, Picasso jasper, moss agate, you name it. Pretty much I use it. I use sterling silver pendants and also stone pendants. I use Hill Tribe silver from Thailand, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people. I'm getting into doing some chakra-type jewelry. So if you have a need there, just let me know and we'll work something up together. I do custom-made stuff. Whatever you're interested in, just give me a shout. And I take PayPal, so I think that's it. If I didn't miss something again.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Boy.
No problem. Just sit and look at the situation and say, hey, it's been a great day, great night, and now we're going to get out of here because we have no one with you. And we actually get time to spend time with myself, as in spending that time that we need to spend with you and ourselves, okay?
And like you, I always myself, say, and I.
Yeah, and I'm just going to put it out there, like I always do at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute, every day. And may God and the angels bless you every freaking minute, every minute of every freaking, every day. And come on. May God and angels, let's say it again, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And we're going to leave you with a nice little song that we like to play from time to time. And it's called Child of Innocence.
lost in the web of an ancient spell. I'm holding on to life. I'm drifting in the stream. Everything's much clearer now. We live within a dream.